We do want to hear from some of our sponsors now. So first of all, let me thank our Facebook sponsor today, Prophetic Voice Ministries, right here in Elk City, 616 North Locust Avenue. Apostle Casey Elliott is the leader over there, and I tell you, we just know that you're doing some great work over there. You have Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, and then on Sunday evening again at 6 o'clock. And you have a prayer meeting on Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock, right?
Yes.
And then Bible study on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Finally got all that right. How about me?
I think we try to be there 7 days a week if we can.
And then the Refuge Church, which is non-denominational, is over by Sayre. From the traffic light downtown Sayre, Oklahoma, it's 3 miles west. The actual address is 18410 Highway 152. And there's a little barn on the side of the road, and in that barn is a beautiful little worship center.
Yes.
They have Sunday school at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, evening worship and Bible study at 6, and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7, and Wednesday youth at 7. Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is the pastor there. If you need to talk to her or need more information, you can call her at 729-0956. Now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
At Bardice & Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Bardice difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarbaraDicenFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Oops, we almost had the outro, and we're not ready for the outro because you're giving us the first course of a great meal today.
Amen. Amen. You know, we talked about, you know, Jesus, he waited until his time. He submitted to the rules and the regulations. And so, you know, when he did begin his ministry, the first thing was that, you know, he was baptized. And, you know, which baptism is a public declaration. And so the thing about, we know that John is the one that baptized. And, you know, in Malachi, before Matthew even begins, in the last of Malachi, you know, you see the prophecy that God's going to send John to baptize Jesus. And so when this came up, when it came time, John actually tells Jesus, I'm not worthy to baptize you. Mm-hmm. You need to be baptized in me. And so, you know, what happened was John was looking at Jesus. You know, you think about when they were in the womb, you know, mm-hmm. You know, when Hannah was pregnant and Mary was pregnant and they were sitting there talking. John leaped in her womb because, you know, and so now here they are out of the womb growing up, standing next to each other. And John said, I know you. He recognized the power mm-hmm. that Jesus had. And so he said, you should be baptized in me. But Jesus said, no, you're the one that has been authorized. Mm-hmm. You have the authority to baptize me. And so we know that he was baptized. And the moment that he came up, you know, God said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And the Spirit made out of him like a dove. But the very first words that Jesus spoke for his ministry was, repent, for for the kingdom of God is at hand. Mm-hmm. And the King James Version says uses the word near instead of at hand. But even that's off a little bit. The actual Greek word for that word is here. And so Jesus was saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is here. So what God is saying, so what Jesus was telling them, the kingdom of heaven has arrived. What I came to restore has arrived. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, the dominion for man has once again arrived. And so why was he saying repent? You know, so many times we think about today, we've associate repenting with forgiveness. Oh God, forgive me, I repent, you know. Mm-hmm. But, and that's part of it, but in the main thing, repent means change of mind. Change your mind. A mind change. You know, and that's so important today, if we're going to understand the kingdom over religion, is that we have to change our mind, because from that moment all the way back to when they fell, they've been walking in religious. They've been walking in mind's doctrine, or man's doctrine, man's ideas, walking in what they learn. You know, so many times we believe what grandma, mom and dad learned because their mom and dad believed it, and their mom and dad believed it, or that's what we've been taught at church for so long. And so Jesus was saying, you have to change your mind, because my kingdom is nothing like your religion. The kingdom is God's doctrine, the doctrine of heaven. And so, you know, and then it was obvious, you know, as he began his, like we talked about, it was obvious that there was a conflict because of the Pharisees and the Sadducees always bucking up against him. And so, but he was letting them know, if you're going to function in this, you have to have a mindset change. You're going to have to learn a whole different thing, because, you know, the Bible talks about it. The things of God make no sense to the carnal mind. And so he's saying, you have to come up, you know, to where I'm functioning at now. And so, you know, that's what we have to do, is if we're going to be ambassadors for the kingdom, if we're going to function in the kingdom, we have to come out of the religion that we've known for years and years, have a mindset change into God's doctrine. You know, and so many times, if we really look at it, you know, something may sound good to man. And, you know, one thing we're seeing today is somebody gets an idea, and if nobody else likes it, well, I'm just going to go over here and start my own church. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be our doctrine. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what we're going to believe. And so we see churches popping up everywhere, but they're not effective, because they're operating on what they want rather than what God says. And so the first thing is that, you know, when we talk about a kingdom, what does it mean to belong to a kingdom? You have a king that rules. And thank God we belong to the kingdom that's ruled by the King of Kings. Mm-hmm. Not just a king, but the King of Kings. And so you have a king that's ruling, and the people that are under his rule began to take on, you know, his ideas, his characteristics, his culture, his language. And, you know, many times in a kingdom, the people don't see the king, but yet they still become like him. And, you know, that's just like this kingdom. We don't see God physically every day, but we become, the more we get under him, the more we become like him, the more we think like him, the more we talk like him. You know, and I've always said, religion and kingdom have a different language. You can always tell the difference when people are, you know, talking. You know, you can always tell the difference. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, you hear people say, oh, if it's God's will.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's, they pray, oh, if it be thy will. You know, but then you have somebody that, you know, walks in the kingdom, and I mean, they're using that authority. They're using that power. You mm-hmm. know, devil, you ain't going to do this. You ain't going to, you know, it's a whole nother language. And when you submit to God, when you submit to that authority, there comes a confidence that you can't create. Mm-hmm. It's through that intimacy with God, becoming more like him. And so we have to get submitted to authority. Mm-hmm. I always think of it this way. authority is the permission for the power to flow. And so if we're not submitted to authority, we're not going to have no power flowing in our lives. And as like I was telling my church the other night, the devil knows who's submitted to God's authority and who's not. And so you wonder why the devil's mocking you or not listening. He knows if you're submitted or not. You know, many people think that they're following God just because they go to church. You know, and when the reality is they're just, you know, fitting church into their schedule. And you know, so many times I think even the church today, they want the best of both worlds. They want the blessings of God. They want a move of God, but they want to enjoy their everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not submission. And so the enemy is not going to be intimidated by that. And, you know, one of my favorite stories about authority is Smith Wigglesworth. He was a powerful man of God, mm-hmm. back in the early 1900s. And he told the story of one night he was laying in bed, and he said he felt the devil come in, and he was laying in bed. Well, his bed started moving across the room, and he said, "Oh, it's you." You know, how many how many people out there, if the devil came in the room and moved the bed, they they'd be freaking out. They'd be getting under the covers. They'd be, you know, bailing out of that bed and running out. But he just said, "Oh, it's you." And he said, "Get out." And then he said, "Wait." He said, "Put my bed back where it was, then get out." And said, all of a sudden, that bed started moving back where it was, and then he felt it left. But he was a man that was submitted to the authority of God.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the devil recognized it, said, "Man, I'm in the wrong place." But, we have to submit to God's authority in order to have the power in our lives and able to, you know, rule and reign over the enemy. And, you know, one thing about that is we have to learn to stay in our lane.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your lane. Everybody wants to be everybody else. Do what everybody else is doing. But, you know, when you think about what it looks like to submit to authority, my uncle used to be a mechanical engineer at Tinker Air Force Base. And every summer they'd have their air show, and we'd go and watch the air show. And you'd see them, especially when they're big anyways, but when you're this big and you see them planes, and you know, you just think to yourself, how in the world can something like that get in the air and stay in the air?
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it just blows your mind. But you know, the reality is that there are laws that plane has to submit to. You know, the first thing is gravity, which keeps it on the ground. But when it goes down that runway, once it hits a certain speed, there's a new law called lift. That when that plane submits to it, it goes up into the sky and it stays there. And, you know, things operate whenever we submit. And so, you know, another example is you think about birds. Think about birds. They're able to fly because they submit to that, you know, that authority. Fish, they can swim in the waters because that's where their realm of authority is. When you submit to authority, everything that you need to function, everything you need to operate is included. And so, as long as you stay in your realm of authority. And so what would happen if that fish jumped out of the water? It's going to start gasping for air.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start flopping around. And if it don't get put back in that water, it's going to die because it's out of its realm of authority. And so we have to find our place of authority, first of all. And we know that our realm of authority, even though we live on earth, we know that our realm of authority is in heaven. And so one thing we have to think about is whatever authority we're submitted to is the power through which we flow. And so whatever, and so a prime example of that would be the centurion. You know, he asked Jesus to come heal his servant. And then he tells Jesus, he said, wait, he said, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. But I recognize that you're like me, a man of authority. You know, he says, I myself tell this one to go here and this one to go there, and they do it. You know, because I'm submitted to a king, I can tell this one to go here, this one to go there, and they do it. And he said, I noticed that about you. So I know that you don't have to go to my house. You can stand here because you're submitted to your father. You can stand here, speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Mm-hmm. When we get to a place that we submit to the authority of God, then it's his power that's coming through us. Mm-hmm. His power coming through us. You know, the Bible says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. If we're not submitted to the things of God, we're trying to make things happen. Mm-hmm. We're trying to use our power. And the devil just laughs. You know, get out of here, devil. He's just like, who are you? You know, you ain't even submitted to the power of God. And so, you know, we have to find our place. We have to find our realm of function. Just like the fish, they functioned as long as they stayed in the water. As long as we stay connected to God, as long as we submit to his authority, everything that we need to function, to walk in that power that's, you know, effective against the enemy, we have to stay in that place. And that place of authority that we submit to is not Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. Oklahoma City. We don't, you know, we're not walking through this world being submitted to Joe Biden or Kevin Stitt. We make it in this world being submitted to the kingdom that we come from.
Amen.
We're in this kingdom, this world, but we're not of here. And so we have to live here, but be submitted to the kingdom that we're from. And so, you know, it's in our culture today, we don't want to submit to authority. We often see it as something bad. Oh, if I, you know, we think of somebody having authority over us as, oh, that's going to press us down. That's going to keep us held back. They're going to just rule and try to control us and stuff. And so we don't want to submit to authority. But, you know, and you may have a job where you experience something like that. You know, you have a boss that's real controlling, a boss that just, you know, makes you feel like you're nothing, you know. But that's not what the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, submission is actually opposite. God doesn't, you know, God doesn't suppress us. God doesn't push us, you know. When we submit in the kingdom authority, it actually does the opposite. It pushes us. It allows us to walk in the fullness of what God called us to. And so, you know, if we want to walk in that power, we have to be submitted to authority. And so in physical science, we talk about kinetic, potential energy and kinetic energy. Potential energy means you have energy that's sitting there, but it has the potential to be active and do something when it's activated. Kinetic energy is that energy that's been activated and now it's put into motion. And so God has given us power over the enemy. But if we're not, and so that power is sitting there like potential energy. We have this power over the enemy that we can speak the word of God, that we can, you know, do things, but it's just sitting there. And that's the place where a lot of people are at in the church. We've been granted that power, but they haven't submitted to authority. Mm-hmm. When they submit to the authority of God, the will of God, the purpose of God, the rule of God, now all of a sudden that power becomes kinetic. It's functioning. So the devil's not intimidated by people that just walk around with potential energy. He's not intimidated by that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that power, but they're not doing anything with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've used that example before about, you know, the devil's real sneaky, but he knows. He knows his boundaries among God's people, but the problem is that they don't know. And so he often plays stupid. And, you know, I always talk about the doctors and the lawyers and stuff that come from Oklahoma City. I always come out here to Western Oklahoma because we have good hunting lands. And they'll see a no trespassing sign. You can have a farmer that has one every 100 feet. And they'll see that and they'll say, oh, well, we can just act dumb. Let's just go ahead and get on that land. And if the farmer comes, we'll act dumb. We'll just be, oh, you know, I didn't see it. You know, I'll leave or whatever. And that's how he does. Oh, they don't know their boundaries. We'll, I'll just go here and do this. And then if they come to the realization, then I'll just act dumb and then I'll leave. And so that's what he does. He knows that power's there, that no trespassing's there. But as long as they're just leaving it potential, he ain't worried. He's going to come in. But when they come to that realization and they're submitted to God, that it's a whole nother level. Now he knows that that power's not just sitting there. They've come into the realization that they're submitted to God. Now they have that authority to use that power. That's when he starts worrying. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's so vital because, you know, it saddens me to look at what's going on in the world right now. It's the church that should be having the say-so in the in this country, you know, even political-wise. It's the church that should be leading the way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we look at this Roe versus Wade thing.
Yeah. You know, I was just watching some women that were protesting, I think maybe it was Sunday, and they were talking about, we have a right over our body.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, we have a right to kill these babies.
Yeah.
You have a right to kill.
Yeah.
I mean, that is crazy. What is wrong with them?
Yeah. I never thought we'd live in a day where people were protesting for a right to kill.
I know.
To murder. And, you know, God showed me one time concerning that, you know, a woman can go into an abortion clinic, kill their baby, and it's fine. A mother can kill their baby, put it in a dumpster, and if they get caught, they're going to jail for the rest of their life.
Uh-huh. Or someone can run into a pregnant woman in a car accident and kill the woman and the baby, and they're charged with two murders.
Yeah.
Or deaths. Or
yeah. And I can't remember what state it is, but they said there was a governor the other day saying women ought to be able to have abortion right up till the day of birth.
Yeah.
I mean,
I heard that.
Yeah. And so, you know, it just seems like every day it just seems like the world's getting crazier. The world's advancing. But where's the church at? Mm-hmm. The church is sitting back saying, how much crazier is it going to get? Oh, that's sad. What's the president going to do about this? What's the Supreme Court going to do about this? Sitting back waiting and watching rather than walking in that power and that authority that we've been given. You know, we're supposed to be ruling and reigning, and we're just sitting back, you know, watching. And so,
taking it in stride.
Taking it in stride.
Yeah.
Taking it in stride.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about that forever and a day. I do want to throw this little tidbit in here. This is a very positive thing. Monica got through with the awards assembly this morning and got on Facebook, and she said, Angel received the superintendent honor roll for both semesters with highest GPA in reading and math. God is so good. Wow. And, you know, when Angel came to live with her 3 years ago, just about February, I believe, 3 years ago, maybe it's been three and a half, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
That little boy couldn't even say his ABCs. He had not been in school. He was almost six, I believe, when he came. He turned six right after he got here, I think. And he didn't know anything. And here he has come so far, and he's such a sweet little guy and loves the Lord. I mean, he is just precious.
Yes.
And praise God that he had a grandmom who would go get him and bring him into safekeeping. And today, I know his mom got to come. She'd never been to any of his school programs, but she got to come and go to that. And so, you know, just God is so good.
Yes. Amen. I had the opportunity to, I think I went and ate lunch with him that one day and just sitting there talking to him. And, you know, he's an awesome little guy.
Yes, he is.
And I know God's got great things for him.
Yeah,
you can see it in his eyes. And so,
yeah, he's a dandy.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, you brought us a great lesson today with lots to think about. And if you missed any part of this, go back and watch it on Facebook or send your if you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, send them to our website, therockchristianmusic.com. It'll be posted there in just a little bit, I think. Monica does that all the time, you know, and she's not here, so we'll see if Neva can make it happen.
Might be tomorrow.
Might be tomorrow. That's right. It'll make it eventually. You've been tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day, we think. That's what we believe. And I appreciate Pam coming in here this morning. I know she has another job she has to go to in a little bit, but I appreciate you coming in. And Casey, we always appreciate when you get to come, when work doesn't gather you up and make you stay there as a prisoner of the joint.
Yeah, it's been a little hectic here lately. But yeah.
Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.